amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba isiphathelane leZimbabwe
ku studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 17 kuNhlangula 2022 uGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, amalunga edale lePhalamende aseZimbabwe abethe gwaqa namhla kobulawayo labanye babo bezwekazi leAfrika emhlanganweni wokuhlaziya indaba zenkohlakalo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi abasekeli balo sebethwaliswe nzima ngabasekeli bebandla leZANU-PF endaweni ezijeneyo zelizwe. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Fridays lomculi ogxile kumdumo we-reggae u-Itayi Bokosha owazakala ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Meningitis. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Amalunga edale lePhalamende aseZimbabwe abathe gwaqa namhla labanye babo bezwekazi leAfrika emhlanganweni wokuhlaziya indaba zenkohlakalo. Lo mhlangano oyenzelwe kobulawayo namhla uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-African Parliamentarians Network Against Corruption. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolo daba.
Iningi labangene lomhlangano bathi udubo lwenkohlakalo luhamba phambili kunkinga zonke ezibhekane namazwe womhlaba jikelele, njalo eleZimbabwe ngelinye lamazwe asegalula phansi kwalolu dubo. Igqwetha elidumileyo elisebenzela kwele Kenya, uProfessor Patrick Lumumba, ngomunye wabangene lomhlangano ngendlela yenkundla yebulenjini. Ulumumba yena uthi zingabe zikhona ingatsha eZimbabwe ezisebenza ukumelana lenkohlakalo, kodwa uhlupho yikuthi inkokheli zelizwe kuyizo eziphatheka kunkohlakalo ezweni. Omele igweru edale lePhalamende unkosikazi Memory Mbondiya, olilunga lekomidi ye-APNAC, uthi bahlangene lengatsha zonke zikahulumende ezilwisana lenkohlakalo ezweni ukuze bakhuphule izinga lokumelana layo.
Thina njengamadale amalunga wedale lePhalamende sinekomiti APNAC ehlala now and again eParliament. So ke umsebenzi wethu ngokuyenza i-oversight role kuma-government institutions, kuma-councils, kuma-parastatals, sibona ukuthi imali zama-taxpayers eZimbabwe zihanjiswa kanjani. Njalo nxa zingahanjiswanga kuhle singancedisana kanjani le-ZAC ukuthi abantu laba babanjwe bababotshwe.
Ilunga ledale lePhalamende elikhokhela ikomidi yezempilakahle uDokotela Ruth Labode, olilunga njalo le-APNAC, uthi baphakathi kokuqeda inkohlakalo ebhekane ngezimali lempahla evikela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19.
Udaba lolu sase saqalisa i-COVID isakhona sibili phakathi kwayo, but udubo lwaluyile ukuthi iPhalamende yayivalile, so sasihlangana kubo virtually sibuze, but abantu baphonga ukukhuluma santando and okuningi ngiyabona lakela kubona ephepheni kuphuma sokunyamalele ama-testing kits awe-Global Fund, okunye izimali ezazivela kumadona asakhulunywanga. Iministri abantu basebekhuluma kuphela ngemali evele kugovernment, yethi yakwazi ukuthi imali eningi yavela phansi. So kube kwaba lomuthi lwamudlwangu, so sekucelwe kathesi ukuthi ena njengoba i-Order General eseke wakhangela lathi sesizama ukuthi silandelele okunye lokhu labhala la.
Umqondisi weZimbabwe National Road Authority uMnumzana Nkosinathi Ncube, ongene umhlangano we-APNAC, uthi sebenze konke okusemthethweni ukubaphisa bonke abakade bengofeleba ezinara.
Amafayili lawa sesawahambisa emapholiseni, sawahambisa kuZAC, bona yiwo abalelungelo lokuthi bexhumane labantu laba bebone ukuthi baphendukise isimali. Thina okwethu ukuthi sibone ukuthi lathi siyayenza okuyisa kuhle okukithi, okuyukuthi ama-documents lawa alandeliwe. So far from lawa macala singathi abaningi ama-documents selama-law enforcement agents and kuyazakala ukuthi bathathe imalini, imali leyo kumele ukuthi yekuphi.
Usene Senator Kalipani Pugin ilunga ledalile parliamente lakobulawayo uthi kusasekude ukuyinqoba inkohlakalo eZimbabwe.
Umhlonitshwa uThemba Mliswa, I think usethe itone eright yokuthi kungabi lama secret cows, bonke kumele kukhulunywe. Siyayibona indaba yePomona leHarare, kumele kukhulunywe ngayo. Ngicabanga lathi lakobulawayo kumele sikhulume ngeparking le eyafakwa kulathenda kulani sokungenile. Abantu bakhona bayaklemba iimoto zabantu nje mabethanda kuthiwa ikhansi izothola 30%, le inkampani esingayaziyo lokuthi yasivelela kuphi 70%. Anto uyabona ukuthi kukho abanze kukhohlakala nje, kodwa konke lokho abantu bayahlupheka. Akulandawo zokuphaka, akulalutho, amabhizinisi akulalutho, abantu bahola ngama-RTGS.
Amalunga edale lephalamende ayakhala ngokusebenza kwekhomishini emelana lenkohlakalo ezweni. AbeZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission bona abathi bayenza konke okusemandleni abo ukumelana lenkohlakalo elizweni lasemazweni agcine izimali ezebiwa kuleli ezingaba ngamadola emelika edlula izigidi ezingamashumi amahlanu, i-56,558,000. Njalo lenani lamacala abawaphetheyo ayedlula inkulungwane elengxenye, i-1,501, kumnyaka odlule akhule ngesilinganiso sokungamashumi amathathu lambili ekhulwini, i-32%. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 wobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ibandla le-CCC lithi abasekeli balo sebethwalise nzima ngabasekeli bebandla le-ZANU-PF endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe, ngitsho lasemathebeleland. Leli bandla lithi kulomsekeli walo othunjwe ngabasekeli bebandla le-ZANU-PF besebenza labaculi elupane ngolwesithathu bamtshaya walimala kakubi. Isihlakalo lesi siza ukufuthelana kwezombusazwe sokufike kuzinga elibi elizweni kulandela ukubulawa kwelunga le-CCC uNkosazana Mo Blessing Ali, ngocatshangelwa ukuthi ngumsekeli webandla le-ZANU-PF uMnumzana Pius Jamba, yena oze wabotshwa izolo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi omunye umsekeli walo uMnumzana Edson Chinembiri ubulewe laye ngabanakanelwa ukuthi ngabe-ZANU-PF ezengeza ngolwesibili. Kodwa abebandla elibusayo bayakulandula lokhu besithi abe-CCC yibo abenza lolu dlakela. Untungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uqoke loMnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda, umeli weBhinga North edale lephalamende njalo olilunga le-CCC.
Kula masiyayibo athize abalamabizo esenzele esesiwayo abayibo ababonakale ngingathi amaviki amalutshwane adlulileyo bemisana lomsekeli wethu lobemazisa ukuthi yena akufuzanga egqoke isembatho sethu eseyelo ese-Triple C, bamkhiphisa ihembe yakhe. Namuhla izolo ntambama bamthethe bamfaka phakathina kwemota bahamba naye phakathina kwegusi bafika bamtshaya bathiya bemlimazile bamdapha khonapho. Yeso kathesi-ke osokwenzakele ukuthi sisuke sabakwazi lapha khona amalungethu ahamba ayamthatha athe mthethe ahamba la endlini afaka njalo le report emapholiseni. Kodwa esesikubona ukuthi into asebefuna ukuyiqalisa laba bantu abezanu-PF emathebeleni North sebefuna ukuthi singasahlali munye lamunye ezindlini zakhe. Sokufuza ukuthi omunye lomunye ehlale elabanye abamlindileyo. Sokufuza ukuthi sibuthane sibe ngamaqembu abantu abazazivikela ngoba ukhanya ngani sebesihlanda munye ngamunye befuna ukusethusela besenzela ukuthi mhlawumbe singasazilungiselela ukuthi sithathe leli lizwe ngomnyaka ozayo.
Liyabe liyathatha manyathelo bani ngoba izano iyakulandula ukuthi ngamalunga ayo amemethekisa udlakela, bathi yini elitshaya abantu lize latshisa izindlu zabantu eChitungwiza?
Angisoze ngakhuluma kakhulu ngokwesitungwiza lalokho okwenzakale esitungwizi, ngakhuluma ngalokho okwenzakale lupani phakathina kwemathebeleni North. Lujaha onguye othi njwe wahamba wachaya wadantwa ngaphakathi kweganga. Akala muntu ake wamchaya, akala muntu ake wahlupana naye, ngumuntu nje ozisekelela ibandla lakhe, obonakale egqoke isembatho sebandla lakhe. Akala muntu okuthiwa khona uke walwa naye, ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa ngiyoqala umsindo aluba sikhuluma ngokuthi yena ngabe usesitokisini. Kodwa kathesi sikhuluma ngokuthi yena nguye oseyahamba ukuya reporter, sesiyamelela kamapholisi ukuthi ayenze njani. So ayisikho okwethu emathebishen note asaza, asaziwa ngomsindo, asaziwa ngokulo, asaziwa ngodla ngodlaka. Kodwa lokhu osokuqalisile-ke esesiyakwenza ukuthi siyakuba le meeting yamaviki amalanga amabili amathathu alandelayo ukuthi sihlanganise abantu bethu iprovinsi yonke, sasinanzelele ukuthi yikho osokusenzakala ukwenzela ukuthi lathi sihlale silimukile, ngoba sobe savumele ukuthi besilandelele behambe besichaya lapho esiyabe sikhona khona.
Ulimale okunganani umsekeli wenu welupane lo, njalo uhambe wayamangala yini emapholiseni?
Uvuvuke umzimba wonke, uchaywe kabi kakhulu. Sehambile sitshele ubukhokheli bethu obuselupane ukuthi buhambe naye esibhedlela, buhambe naye emapholiseni ukwenzela ukuthi angasuke emapholiseni bebesebesiya esibhedlela.
Umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda ngumeli weBhinga North edale lePhalamende, njalo ulilunga le-CCC. Abezempilakahle bazise ukuthi kusukela ngoMvulo mhlaka 20 kusiya 24 kuNhlangula 2022 kuviki ezayo bathethe isinqumo sokukhalela umsebenzi ngenxa yeholo eliphansi. Bathi isinqumo lesi besingekho lula ukuthatha ngenxa yokuthi silakho kubangela ukulahlekelwa yimpilo, kodwa ngenxa yesimo esezibhedlela, indlela abasebenza ngayo kanye ngeholo eliphansi, abezempilakahle babhekane lobuyanga obukhulu obenza behluleke ukuzinakekela lemuli zabo. Abongi bahola iholo elingamadola aweZimbabwe azinkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu kusiya kumachumi amane, 30,000 kusiya ku-40,000 Zimbabwe dollars, kanye namadola alikhulu lamathumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu aweMelika, $175. Isimo somnotho esikhona elizweni okwamanje sibi kakhulu, okuyinto uhulumente aseyivumile okuzibonakalisa ngokukhuphuka kwentengo ezehlukeneyo kungatsha zikahulumende ezigoqela imithelo yezimota, inhlawulo yezibhedlela, amafutha ezimota, lamandla kagetsi osokuhlawulwa kulinganiswa lesisindo sedola leMelika. Isikhwama semali esifunakalayo ukuze imuli elabantu abayisithupha baphile ngenyanga sesingamadola ayinkulungwane lamashumi amathathu amadola eZimbabwe, 133,000. Le imali ephindwe phose kanye kuleyo eholwa ngabongi. Ulanzo kunamhla sikhangela ukwanda kwezehlakalo zodlakela lokungahlaliseki kwesimo sezombusazwe emalungiselelweni wokhetho olukhulu lomnyaka ozayo. Ibandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change kwele-South Africa lithi lizathakazelela inyanga yabatsha kwele-South Africa uNhlangula ngokunxusa inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabasakhulayo abeZimbabwe asebehlala kwele-South Africa ukuthi babuyele ekhaya bayibhalisela ukuvota ukuze bethole ilungelo lokuvota ekhethweni oluza kwenziwa ngomnyaka ozayo. Kuthi uzokhumalo usipha lolu daba.
Laba ngabasekeli bebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, ngesikhathi befolile emgwaqweni elokishini le-Hillbrow eJohannesburg izolo, bekhuthaza intsha eZimbabwe ukuthi ilungiselele ukuphatheka ekhethweni lomnyaka ozayo. Umgcinihlalo webandla le-CCC kwele-South Africa, uMnumzana Trustin Ndlovu, uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi intsha eZimbabwe ingakhohlwa ukuthi e-South Africa yindawo yokusebenza nje kuphela, kodwa likhona ilizwe labo kufanele balilungisele. uthi abakuqakathekisayo kakhulu ikutshela intsha ukuthi iyebhalisa ekhaya ukuze kusiyafika ukhetho luka-2023 sebelungele ukhetho.
Ngaphandle kokurejista asikwazi ukuthi singavota. Last month kule nyanga edlule ngisemafike ngisenza yona leyo nto. Kulela viki elidlule bengiseLimpopo ngizama ukugqugquzela. Kwamanje siyajabula ngoba baningi abakhombisa ukuthi bayayithanda le nto siyenzayo, bakhombisa ukuthi bathanda kakhulukazi i-CCC.
Noba nje intsha eZimbabwe ingena ngobuningi kwele-South Africa bedinga amadlelo aluhlaza. Iningi labo abasebenzi njengoba inani labangasebenziyo kwele South Africa seliqonge lafika usilinganiso songamachumi amathathu lanhlanu ekhulwini 35%. Ukusilela kwemisebenzi sekubuye kwabangela ukwanda kwamaqembu afana le Operation Didula ehamba engena amabhizinisini esithi bonke abokuza baphume baphele ungene izalwane zakwele South Africa. Ubona uqoqo kwenhlelo zaleli bandla Johannesburg umnumzana Times iphuma utshele intsha abebeyinxusa ukuthi kusezandleni zayo njalo ukubona ukuthi ukhetho luzayo lwenziwa ngendlela ekhululekileyo.
Hathi ziri kuna ibithi ye 2008 scenario. Kazifuni ripiti ka 2008 saka zayibona. Ndakaona bloodbath. Sabona igazi lichitheka. Shanduko Zimbabwe. Shanduko Zimbabwe. Shanduko Zimbabwe.
Intsha eZimbabwe unkosazana Ethel Ndlovu uthi njengentsha kuqakathekile ukuthi babe nesandla ekubuyiseni iZimbabwe ezakwenza ukuthi impilo yabo ibe ngcono.
Kufanele sibambisane nomphakathi wonke jikelele. Siyoregister sonke ni sizokwazi ukuthi sivote, senze ushintsho, sifake i-government entsha ezosinikeza ama-opportunities amaningi. Kube khona imisebenzi. Abantwana bakwazi ukuhamba esikolweni, kube khona ama-resources, ibhedlele, ikole, yonke nje into jikelele edingwa umphakathi.
Loba kunjalo akusiyo yonke intsha elwamukelayo ubizo lokuyabhalisa ukuvota. Bakhona abathi ukuyavota akusizi ngalutho njengoba ukhetho lwakhona luzaba nokuqilibezela njengeminyaka yonke. Abanye bathi uhlupho ukuthi akusoke kube lula ukuthi bathole imali yokuyabhalisa ukuvota baphinde badinge enye yokubuyela sebesiyavota. Kodwa njengoba uhulumende sekubeke kwacaca ukuthi akazimiselanga ukuvumela ukuthi abantu bavote besemazweni, ingcitshi zithi ayikho enye indlela ngaphandle kokuthi abasemazweni bayibhalisa baphinde babuyele bevota. Mina Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa nginguthuso Khumalo.
Kwezemidlalo abenhlanganiso yeMavelas Nakamba Foundation bathi umkhosi wokwazisa uZulu ngemidlalo yeMavelas Nakamba Foundation Under 17 Invitational Tournament uqhutshelwe eHarare ngoba badinga abangasebenzelana labo bebancedise ngosekelo lwemali. Intethe zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Bakhona abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu abakade bekhonona besithi kungani umkhosi wokwazisa uZulu ngomncintiswano weMavelas Nakamba Foundation Under 17 Invitational Tournament kuqhutshelwe esikolweni iHarare ngolwesine. Loba nje imidlalo yona izadlalelwa edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Umgcini sihlalo weMavelas Nakamba Foundation uAntony Nakamba uchaze ukuba kulanto embi akade beyihlose ngokwenza njalo.
The main purpose yethu yokuyilonjela eHarare, it was because we're looking for ama corporates, we realize that ama corporates amaning there in Harare, lama embassies amaning, so we've invited ama embassies, lama nyama corporates. That's the main purpose what we see in Harare. I think next time maybe we might launch it even kubo Vic Force kumbe ngapi ngapi. So into esiyenzele nje ukuthi siyilontshele eHarare, otherwise hayi akulanto eningi.
Umncintiswano weMavelas Nakamba bekumele uqale ukudlalwa nyakenye kodwa usuke waphazamiswa yikumemetheka komkhuhlane weCovid usuzaqhutshwa mhla zingamashumi amabili lanhlanu lamhla zingamashumi amabili lesithupha enkundleni yeWhite City koBulawayo. Umqondisi walo mncintiswano uNduduzo Sibanda uphawula kabanzi ngokuza kwenzakala ngempela viki ezayo.
Amaqembu angu-8 azadlala ngomgqibelo azabe ekuma ama groups angu 2 tike ngesonto ama qembu angu 2 ayabe ekhokhele kuma groups abo azadlala ku next stage of the semi finals ngelanga elilandelayo ngesonto kuzadlalwa i semi final 1 kudlale le semi final 2 ukuthi uqeda lapho sokudlalwa i final.
Amaqemba azaphatheka kumncintiswano Marvelous Nakamba Foundation Under 17 Tournament ngabalisa ele Highlanders, ele Dynamos, ele Njube Spurs, ele Wange Dynamo, ele Alban Academy, ele Bulawayo City, ele Ajax Hotspurs kanye lele Chicken Inn. Umqondiso yeqembu le Ajax Hotspurs uSiphambaniso Dube uthi ukuphatheka kulumncintiswano kulakho uvulela abadlali amathuba amahle.
Lithuba elihle kakhulu njalo thina njenge-Ajax Hotspurs silamukele ngezandla zombili. Siyambonga uMarvelous Nakamba ukuthi ubacabangele abancane wabakhipha emgwaqweni wabazama ukuthi labo bebonakale kumaqembu amakhulu bedlala ku-tournament le enkulu kangaka.
UMarvelous Nakamba udlalela iqembu le-Aston Villa elaseNgilandi njalo ke wadlala emazweni abalisa ele-France, e-Netherlands kanye lase-Belgium. Kukhangelelwe ukuba kuza kuba labavela kwamanye amazwe abazodinga abadlali kunto umncintiswano. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Itchy was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday.
Kule bibi kuhlelo Woza Fridays lomculi ogcile umdumo we-reggae u-Itayi Bokosha wazakala ngegama lakhe lezomculo elithi Man Ideas. Yena-ke usebenzela koBulawayo. Asizweni iphutha lomsakazi we-Studio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Kuthiwa ngumdumo wamakhosi umculi esilaye uzosihlakaza ngawo lomculo ekasizwe imbali yakhe.
Igama lami ngingu-Itayi Bokosha umfoka Dube, ngizalelwe konapha koBulawayo empilo lapha ngikhulele eMakhokhova. Ye ngike ngafunda ePinga ngalumama wami vele bengumuntu ongumbalisi. So ngiyofunda ePinga, ngafunda namanye ama-primary nje ama-activities ngoba lokutshintsha mina ngikhulele kumama vele ngikhulele kumama. Ibizo lokucula ngingu-Man Ike, Man Ike, meaning sicho man of sweet vibes. Yireke mina ngiyenzi reke ngiqala ukurekoda lo Joma Seko ngiyasebenza lo Joma Seko ubuthi uJesu Marabini ya siloku hlangana yile ndile lapha.
Abaculi ukukhona abamthintayo ukuthi la yacula
ongenza ngathanda ukuhlabela ngaba inspired ukuthi ngihlabele ngu Lucky Dube ukuqalisa nje Lucky Dube ayi music yakhe imculo yakhe yayintinda lokho lobo mali ya do lokale khona bangu ngizolalela nje abanye lawo umdalo olafuma majevana omtukudzi yomdalo omafumo laba but ya Lucky Dube umuntu wangenza ngazwa ngifuna ukuhlabela sibili ukuthi ya ngazwa ngisithi lokho ngiyakwenza lokho.
It's got to be, cause it's for me.
ke mfana kithi tshela abalaleli ukuthi umculo wakho utholakala nga
ku Reverb Nation ku Spotify lama videos ku YouTube ngilawa enga upload ayanje akakho maningi yabona mabili njengoba kuna sang lokwana ukuthi service starting ukunetwa kakhulu kwelezo zezimali landani kodwa umculo omningi kakhulu abanye nje nxa singahlangana ngoku se WhatsApp ngapha hayi music ngiloku ngiyanya singenye siya ngibonga kakhulu ngiyabonga lethu balona leli lokunikwa ukuthi ngibele ngikhuluma nabalaleli
bese phethe umntu wamakhosi i reggae music kungumculi esiwuphekelwa ngumanite moya msilaye kuhlelo what's up Friday sibe nempela sonto lelithukela igama namu ezo Jesus Banda.
Kwane sobo uthi tsangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela amalunga edale leParliament yaseZimbabwe abathikwaqa namhla obulawayo labanye babo bezukazi leAfrika emhlanganweni wokuhlaziya indaba zenkohlakalo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi abasekeli balo sebethwalise nzima abasekeli bebandla leZANU-PF endaweni ezijeneyo zelizwe ogoqela iMathebelele. Uliviki uWoza Friday besinomculi ogcile kumdumo wereggae uItayi Bokosha wazakala ngegama lakhe lokucula elithi Menites. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngoPitbull.